Now, football is quite literally the buzz these days, and no less so in Prague, where Czechs are following the 2010 World Cup wholeheartedly, despite their team's absence from the pitches of South Africa. In the week since the tournament began, one Prague locale in particular stands out as the place to watch the games, not just for Praguers, but also for the tens of thousands of foreigners who inhabit the Czech capital. In a special feature today, Christian Favi reports from Prague's epicenter of football fandom, Rigrovi Sady.
It's a fairly nice day, meaning it's above 20 degrees and not raining. And I've come here to one of city center Prague's biggest parks for some of the most reliable entertainment the city has to offer. This is Rigrovi Sady, and several thousand people are going to come through here today, like every day, for an orgy of beer, klobasas, and most importantly, World Cup football. I think it's fair to say that most young Praguers will be coming here at least a few times this month, and by no means are all of them Czechs, not by a long shot.
I'm from Scotland. I came for a change of life, to live in a different country, and I knew some friends here, many people say many good things about Prague, so that's why I came here. I'm a World Cup junkie, so I really like the World Cup, and I have a break from my work at the moment, so why not? I try and watch as many games as possible, and I've been here a few times now since it started. If the weather's good, yeah, it's the perfect place.
There's some Kiwis here.
Yes, it definitely is.
Okay, I couldn't find the Kiwis until the goal was scored, and then
I just saw him.
So you're the only Kiwi here that you know of?
I think I'm the only one, yeah.
And so how happy were you with the game?
Not really happy with it, but it was a good result in the end. We got away with it, so all good, wrapped.
And do you come here to Rigrovi Sady to watch the games often?
Yeah. It's the second time I've been here now, so I'll come again tomorrow, I think, and yeah.
What do you like about this place?
Oh, it's just chilled out, sitting outside, big screen, beer, klobasa, can't complain.
Did you expect there to be more Kiwis here?
I did. It's not in the end, and I was the only one. Surprised that no one threw anything at me, but it was fine.
We are from France.
All of you?
Yeah.
And do you live here?
I live here, we are all Erasmus. Uh-huh. We live here since 1 year for her and 6 months for all three. And we love Prague. And I support Brazil.
Are you supporting someone?
I would like Slovakia to go quite far away in the competition because it's their first one.
But what if Slovakia meets France?
France.
You would support France?
I would support France.
And if you were at home in France, would you be watching the World Cup at home with your family or in a pub with friends, or would you be sitting in a park like this?
Definitely, I think I will be at home with friends or family. But here, a lot of foreigners hasn't got TV at home. They have just computers, it's not good quality to watch matches, so they come here. But definitely I will be at home.
Citizens of the world galore in Rigrovi Sady as the fifth day of World Cup games plays out. The Czech Republic is often called an especially homogeneous state, but if you know it via this beer garden, you wouldn't say that. Prague is a relatively small city, one of roughly 1.25 million people. But the whole world converges here for business, study and pleasure, and in Rigrovi Sady, they're all here netted together over football. Of the Slovaks and New Zealanders, Ivorians and Portuguese, Brazilians and North Koreans on the screen this day, only the Asians were absent in the park. It seems they were even missed by some when they scored their one and only goal against Brazil. You could almost get the impression there are few locals here, but that's not the case. Czechs just tend to be a bit quieter. One of the main attractions here today was the first ever appearance of the independent Slovak Republic in a World Cup tournament, and Czechs came out in droves to cheer on their erstwhile countrymen, some even making their own first appearances in Rigrovi Sady.
I don't think you can ask me, it's first time I'm here.
Really?
Actually, I think 2 years ago I had a friend from Australia, and he knew this place from his Austrian friends living in Prague for a longer time than him. So he went often to this place, but I never joined him. And I'm not joking, it's first time I'm here, and really I can see it on my eyes.
So you learn things about your own city from foreigners?
Well, I also knew that, like, from local people as well, but I prefer, like, calmer place than this one. For me, this is too busy. It's too big for me.
Slovakia won, New Zealand won. Everyone is content, and the Portuguese take the stage against the Ivory Coast.
I'm from Washington, D.C.
You're from Washington, yeah. D.C. Where are you from?
From Ghana.
And you?
Ghana.
Also from Ghana. Yeah. And how are you enjoying the football?
I'm enjoying it, man. Beer, beautiful girls. What else can you ask for, man?
Do you mean the Portuguese
girls?
Yes.
The Portuguese girls, yes. Right there, playing the foosball over there.
So then are you rooting for Portugal?
No. I'm rooting for Ivory Coast. Ivory Coast is my team. And Ghana is my team, too.
And you're rooting for the Ivory Coast as well?
Yeah, I'm an African. I'm behind Africa, strongly behind Africa.
So even though Ghana's in the World Cup, you're rooting for every African team, yeah?
Exactly. I'm in favor of all African teams. It is our time to take the World Cup, so I need to support Africa.
And what brings you to Prague? Do you live here?
Yeah, I live here. I'm a student. I'm in the medical faculty.
Do you like it here?
Yeah, it's cool. A lot of blonde girls, you know. And I think I'm beginning to understand the Czechs, so for me it's easier to live here. At first I thought Czechs were a bit kind of unfriendly, but I think they are okay. They are nice people.
And is this one of the, is Rigorovi Sadi one of the places where you find the Czechs are more friendly, or when it comes down to football, do you feel like everyone's divided up more?
When it comes to football, I think everyone is divided because we all have our teams. But I think in socially, I think the Czechs are nice. They want to associate with foreigners and know about other cultures. And that's what I'm happy about.
But, I mean, you're sitting here, you're from Ghana, you're rooting for the Ivory Coast. You're sitting here at a table full of Portuguese. So I guess you get along pretty well, yeah?
Yeah, we're friends, so there's no really problem.
Have you been making nasty faces at each other during the game?
So far, no. It's like when Ivory Coast is about to score, the Africans jump. Hey, when Portugal is about to score, they also jump. But we are friends. This cannot divide us.
So whoever wins, there won't be any hard feelings, no?
No, not at all. Not at all.
And where is your friend here from?
I'm from Angola, Africa.
And you're pulling for the Ivory Coast here today?
It's very tricky. It's very tricky because we have a good relationship with Portugal. But I'm still African in the first place. And we see after the first goal, for Uhuahuchir.
So right now you've been watching with anxiety for both teams here?
Yeah. I want to watch a good football in first place.
And what are you doing in the Czech Republic?
I'm studying. Yeah, I'm studying cinema. Yeah.
And do you come here to Rigorovi Sadi often?
Yes, I do, actually, because my school is just here in the corner, in Polska Deset 10. So it's just here, and a good atmosphere outside when it's hot. It's the best place to watch a football match.
Your friend was saying that he's happy to be able to meet lots of blonde girls here. Do you enjoy the multinational, multi-ethnic culture here in Rigorovi Sadi?
I think the multiracial atmosphere is not just with blondes, but it's with everybody, you know. There are people from different countries, and it's really a good atmosphere because also we can see how the people welcome this World Cup in Africa. Sometimes we are surprised that a lot of Czech people, foreigners from different countries, are also supporting the African teams. So we want a good game, good match, and a fair play in first place.
As the 9-hour Vuvuzela concert called the 2010 World Cup winds down for the day, the Rigorovi melting pot slowly disassembles. But another smorgasbord of happy visitors will come tomorrow, and the next day, and the day after that, to share about 3,000 beers and their passion for world-class football in this park in Prague, showing just the kind of global unity that the World Cup is all about.